place set for the adoption hearing on proposed regulation pertaining to Chapter 598B of the Nevada Administrative Code as provided by Senate Bill Number 311, which creates an act relating to credit, prohibiting discrimination against a person who seeks to obtain credit, revising provisions governing discrimination based upon the marital status of a person who seeks to obtain credit, and providing other matters properly relating thereto, as described by the Notice of Intent to Act Upon a Regulation Notice of Hearing for Adoption of Regulation posted on October 2nd, 2020. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, and the time is 10:03 a.m. Financial Institutions Division staff present at today's hearing: Commissioner Sandy O'Loughlin, Deputy Attorney General Vivian Rakowski, Examiner and your coordinator for today, Jennifer Ramsey, and myself, Deputy Commissioner Mary Young. If you have not already done so, please turn off your video and mute your phone or microphone. Keep your phone or microphone muted until called upon by the coordinator. If joining by web, please activate chat by clicking the dialog balloon and enter your information on the sign-in sheet for the meeting record. If joining by phone, please email fidmaster@fid.state.nv.us requesting to sign the form. For all comments, please do the following to let us know you wish to comment. For those joining us by web, type an X in the chat box. For those joining us by phone, when the coordinator opens up comment for call-in participants, please speak up at that time. Clearly state and spell your first and last name and business affiliation before you begin your comment. It is important to emphasize that the purpose of this hearing is to obtain input from all interested parties in the process of adopting regulations pursuant to NRS 598B. In today's hearing, we will be soliciting general comments regarding the subject matter contained in those sections of the Legislative Council Bureau's draft proposed regulation for adoption in accordance with the provisions of the statute. The regulation will be submitted to and reviewed by the Legislative Commission for final approval. We will now move on to item 2 on the agenda, public comment on the proposed regulation. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person or less due to time constraints. Comments will be taken first from those individuals that joined in by the web and second from those individuals that joined in by phone. Web participants, please type an X in the chat box now if you wish to comment. Wait to be recognized by the coordinator before unmuting your phone or microphone to comment. Please remember to clearly state and spell your first and last name and business affiliation before you begin your comment. Jennifer, do we have any commenters from the web?
We have no commenters from the web. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The name is all smushed together. M. Patacha Alana. Sorry, I probably butchered that, but go ahead.
That's okay. This is Melani Kachkalanis, and I represent TitleMax of Nevada, Inc. I just wanted to comment. First, we appreciate the Fed's efforts on this, but we submitted a written comment in September, but we would just propose that the regulation be expanded to cover conflicts with state law as well. It's currently worded. It states, you know, that compliance is excused if you can't comply with NRS 598B.135 without violating federal law. We would just request that it say federal or state law, because we do believe there are instances when it would conflict with state law, and to comply with the statute that was passed as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ma'am, can you please spell your first and last name for the record?
Sure. Melani is M-A-L-A-N-I, and the last name is K-O-T-C-H-K-A hyphen A-L-A-N-E-S.
Okay, thank you very much for your comment.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else from joining us by web that would like to provide a comment?
There are no more commenters on the web.
Okay. Anyone joined us by telephone would like to provide a comment? Seeing there are no other comments from the web or by telephone, we will move on to item number 3, which is the proposed regulations, and it consists of 4 sections. Section 1, Chapter 598B of NAC is hereby amended by adding thereto the provisions set forth as Sections 2, 3, and 4 of this regulation. Section 2, as used in NRS 598B.135, The Commissioner of Financial Institutions will interpret the phrase no credit history to mean that the credit report of the applicant does not contain any information concerning any credit transaction. Section 3. The provisions of NRS 598B.135 do not apply to a creditor with regard to an application for credit if 1. The creditor cannot comply with NRS 598B.135 without violating federal law. 2. The creditor cannot legally obtain the credit history of the spouse or former spouse of the applicant as needed to comply with NRS 598.135. 3. The credit history of the spouse or former spouse of the applicant, which is needed to comply with NRS 598B.135, is not available to the creditor for any reason beyond the control of the creditor, including, without limitation, when the necessary credit history is no longer retained by a credit reporting agency. Section 4. Except as otherwise provided in Section 3 of this regulation, the Commissioner will interpret NRS 598B.135 so that the rights of applicants and the responsibilities of creditors for the purposes of NRS 598B.135 shall be deemed to be coextensive with the respective rights and responsibilities under 12 CFR Section 1002.6B63. That completes the presentation of the proposed regulation. We will now move on to the consideration of written comments that were received after the first work, during the last work, the first workshop, and also prior to the deadline of October 28th. The following is a summary of the comments received for the regulation. The division received one written comment prior to the first workshop and three public comments made during the first workshop. One written comment was received by Phyllis Gerkowicz from Nevada Bankers Association. She also provided public comment during the workshop. She wanted to confirm receipt of her written comment, and the written comment was received in support of the proposed regulation. The comment was a joint letter from the American Financial Services Association, Nevada Bankers Association, Nevada Credit Union League, Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association, and the Nevada Mortgage Lenders Association. Another comment from Daniel Arlo from the American Financial Services Association appreciates and commends the division for its efforts. The division did most of what it could to considering the law itself. Even though well-intended, the law doesn't work and members cannot comply. Another comment was received from Victoria Newman from TitleMax Nevada, Inc. was suggested to add or state law in Section 3.1 to read in part without violating federal or state law. No action required for comments provided in support of the proposed language, and no action was currently taken concerning the comment received adding the verbiage or state law, as this regulation was written by LCB to align the language in SB 311 to federal law. That completes the presentation of the proposed regulation. We will now move on to item 4, the adoption of the proposed regulation. As the Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Institutions Division, I hereby adopt Regulation R097-20, which pertains to Chapter 598B of the Nevada Administrative Code, as that regulation is described in the Legislative Council Bureau version dated August 21, 2020. We will now move on to final public comment. If anyone would like to provide any additional comments, there's no need to restate a comment already made. Comments will first be taken from those individuals that joined us via the web, and second from those individuals that joined us by phone. If you would like to provide comment from the web, please type an X in the chat section. Jennifer, do we have anyone that would like to provide comment?
There are no comments from the web.
Would anyone joining us by telephone like to provide comment? Okay, seeing there are no other further comments, the adoption hearing for R097-20 pertaining to Senate Bill 311 and Chapter 598B of the Nevada Administrative Code is hereby closed and adjourned on November 4, 2020 at 10:11 a.m. Thank you everyone for joining us.